Right now, like as you are listening to this, major Australian banks are deploying these incredibly sophisticated retention algorithms, and they're designed to detect if you are going to refinance your mortgage before you even, fill out the paperwork.
Right, yeah. They basically know you're looking for the door before you even touch the handle.
It's wild.
It is because they track the subtle digital footprints of your financial anxiety.
Wow, financial anxiety.
Exactly. I mean, they monitor how often you log into the banking app or, whether you've requested a payout figure or even if your regular salary deposit suddenly drops.
Just instantly watching.
Yeah. The moment the algorithm flags you as a flight risk, a highly trained retention specialist is alerted, and they are armed with discretionary pricing power just to keep you in their ecosystem.
That is honestly intense. Well, welcome to this deep dive. Today, we are bringing you a piece of exclusive financial industry intelligence.
We really are.
We are analyzing this highly specific operational playbook, and it's sourced from an article published on June 1st, 2026, by Jennifer Austin in the Broker Times.
Which is a fantastic piece, by the way.
It really is. So the mission for our deep dive today is this. Even if you are not a mortgage broker, we are pulling back the curtain on how elite financial professionals navigate extreme uncertainty,
Right.
how they prepare for worst-case scenarios, and anticipate massive market shifts before they even happen.
Yeah, it is basically a master class in strategic execution under immense pressure.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this. Because setting the baseline here, the current cash rate in Australia sits at 4.35%, and that is following the rate hike we saw on May 5.
Right, which is a big deal.
Huge deal. And heading into the June 17 and 18 Reserve Bank of Australia meeting, the big four economists are just completely split on what happens
Well,
there.
totally split. The source outlines three distinct scenarios that are currently on the table for this June meeting.
Okay, lay them out for us.
So first, the RBA could just hold the rate at 4.35% while issuing a hawkish statement.
So basically pausing but threatening more action later.
Exactly, a threat. Second scenario, if the May CPI surprises to the upside, we could actually see a 25 basis point hike.
Bringing it to 4.60%.
Right. And then third, there is this remote possibility of a dovish pivot, but that's only if employment data shows severe weakening in the job market.
Right, which is a lot of moving parts, but the core tension driving this whole 17-day playbook is the immediate threat of what they call the repayment shock.
The mortgage cliff.
Yes, exactly. A massive 38% cohort of borrowers is hitting the end of their fixed rate terms right now, like right in this window.
It's a huge wave.
We are talking about people jumping from, say, a 2.49% fixed rate all the way to a variable rate of 6.5% or even higher.
Which is just brutal math for a household.
It really is. On a standard $750,000 mortgage, that is an extra $1,500 to $2,000 a month in after-tax income that simply
Just
evaporates.
gone. Poof.
Yeah, families are being forced to cut fundamental expenses. It isn't just skipping a vacation. It's like pulling kids out of extracurricular activities or completely restructuring household grocery budgets.
Right, it's an existential financial threat.
Exactly.
And the structural damage to household budgets is immense,
Yeah.
which is exactly why the stakes for the broker managing these clients are just so incredibly high.
But I have to push back here for a second because, interest rates fluctuate continuously, right? And fixed rate roll-offs are a standard feature of the mortgage market.
Sure, they happen all the time.
So why is this specific 17-day window suddenly a do-or-die moment? Like, why can't a broker just sit tight, wait to see what the RBA announces on June 18, and then just execute a reaction strategy?
What's fascinating here is the structural shift that has actually happened inside the banks themselves.
Okay.
Waiting is now fatal to a broker's business because bank retention teams have deeply professionalized. Well, think about the past. Submitting a discharge authority used to mean your paperwork just sat in a queue, right? Like on a slow-moving processor's desk for days.
Right, just buried in a pile of faxes or emails.
Exactly. But today, banks like CBA, Westpac, and NA, they have built those early warning trigger lists we talked about. When a broker signals a move, they aren't racing an administrator anymore.
They are racing a retention algorithm.
Exactly. You're racing a machine.
Man, so the bank system basically acts as an automated defense mechanism. And it's not just looking at basic activity,
No,
but
it is way deeper than that.
yeah, because the source says it pulls data from comprehensive credit reporting. Like, it is literally watching for external credit inquiries hitting your file from other lenders.
Yep, they see the competition sniffing around.
Right. And if you request a payout figure, which is just the exact dollar amount needed to close the loan, a red light literally flashes on a retention specialist's dashboard in Sydney or Melbourne.
Yeah, an alarm goes off.
And they're authorized to call the client and offer a massive discount on the spot to just stay. So if a broker waits until the RBA makes its move, the bank system is already fully activated.
The retention team already has the upper hand.
Wow.
And furthermore, it's not just about beating the bank, it's regulatory. Regulators like the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, they enforce what's called the best interest duty.
The BID.
Right. And the source notes that ASIC's expectations have hardened significantly.
So what does that mean for the broker?
It means brokers are legally required to stress test a client's financial future against multiple forward paths. You know, claiming you couldn't predict the RBA's actions is no longer a legally defensible excuse.
Oh, wow. So a wait-and-see approach is essentially a compliance violation.
Exactly. It's a breach of duty.
So since waiting is a compliance violation and just a massive strategic failure, brokers have to force the bank's hand before the RBA even meets.
Yes.
Which brings us to the preemptive triage.
The first phase of the playbook.
Right. The playbook instructs brokers to pull a three-way segmented report of their entire client base. So they isolate the fixed roll-offs hitting the cliff between June and August.
The immediate danger zone.
Yeah. Then they identify anyone currently on a variable rate above 6.75% and flag them as prime refinance candidates.
Because they're already paying too much.
Exactly. And finally, they isolate people who maxed out their borrowing capacity to buy a house post-July 2024.
Yeah, this is a critical group.
Yeah, these are recent buyers who entered the market at the peak of property prices, right? Using minimal deposits, which leaves them with zero financial buffer to absorb a rate shock.
Zero buffer. And the source explicitly labels that last group the hardship watch list.
That sounds ominous.
It is. But by segmenting the data like this, a broker shifts from reacting to client panic to predicting exactly where the financial pain will localize.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, they're basically building a highly detailed map of vulnerabilities across their entire portfolio.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Because after that triage, the playbook requires brokers to pre-write their client communication templates for all three potential RBA outcomes.
Yes, days 5 through 10.
Right. So they must draft one response for a hold, one for a hike, and one for a pivot. And these are like 200 to 300 word messages.
Highly detailed ones, too.
Yeah, they must be ready to send within 24 hours of the announcement detailing specific repricing leverage.
Exactly.
But I kind of question the efficiency of this step. I mean, writing out detailed scripts for three different realities seems like a massive waste of time if two of them are mathematically guaranteed to be completely useless.
I know, it sounds like overkill, right?
Yeah. Is this level of paranoia really worth the effort?
Well, the asymmetry of client outcomes makes it absolutely essential.
Yeah.
Now, the RBA's decision fundamentally dictates the immediate financial reality.
Okay.
And in this environment, speed becomes the ultimate separator between just a competent broker and a highly strategic one.
How so? Like, break down those three outcomes.
Sure. So a hold creates a brief golden window to refinance before wholesale funding markets shift.
Okay, so you got to move fast.
Exactly. Now, a hike means the broker must immediately initiate hardship triage. You know, restructure debt and try to keep people in their homes.
Right. Completely different strategy.
And a dovish pivot rapidly reopens fixed rate pricing competition among lenders. So you have three completely different realities and zero time to figure out what to say when it drops.
I see. So it shifts the professional's tone from a passive, you know, here's the news, to an authoritative, here is the exact action plan we are executing for you based on this news.
Exactly. They dictate the pace of the engagement.
Spending that time up front basically buys absolute authority in the chaotic hours following the announcement.
That's spot on.
Wow. Okay, so once those communications are locked and loaded, the sprint moves into the tactical execution phase, where the broker essentially goes head-to-head with the banks.
Yeah, the real battle. And this tactical execution relies heavily on timing the repricing requests.
So this is days 11 to 15.
Right. The playbook dictates that brokers must lodge these requests for any client paying over 6.50% who has a clean 12-month payment history.
Okay.
And a repricing request, for those who don't know, is just a formal demand to the client's current lender to lower the interest rate or lose the business.
Right. Like, give us a better deal or we walk.
Exactly. But the crucial detail from the source is that a bank's retention discretion is at its absolute loosest in the 14 days prior to an RBA meeting.
Okay, I love this part. Think of it like a casino offering free drinks right before they change the odds on the tables.
That is a perfect analogy.
Right. Like, the banks know the macroeconomic environment is about to shift, and they are dealing with the exact same uncertainty the brokers are.
Totally.
So they proactively loosen their purse strings to lock down good, reliable customers, just keeping them comfortably seated in their ecosystem before the volatility hits.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, winning in this industry isn't about having a crystal ball to get the rate move correctly.
Right.
No, it is entirely about systematically exploiting the calendar.
Ah, exploiting the calendar.
Yeah. Once the RBA announcement lands, regardless of whether rates go up, down, or stay the same, the banks immediately tighten that discretion by 10 to 20 basis points across the board.
So the leniency window just slams shut.
Slams shut completely.
Man. So the strategy really revolves around gaming the bank's own administrative lag.
Yes, exactly.
Because for clients needing a complete refinance, the broker lodges the discharge authorities before June 18. Like, they slide the paperwork in before the bank's defense systems come online and trigger the retention team to start calling the client with counteroffers.
So you're getting in under the wire.
It's like Indiana Jones sliding under the stone door right before it crushes him.
Honestly, it really is.
It is literal structural warfare based on exploiting the bank's operational cadence.
It really is. But you know, even the best structural warfare has blind spots.
Oh, for sure.
And the playbook dedicates a lot of significant space to the traps brokers face during this sprint.
What's the biggest one?
The most common pitfall, the author points out, is over-indexing on the headline rate decision and ignoring the RBA's policy commentary.
Ah, reading the scoreboard instead of reading the room.
Exactly.
Because if the RBA holds the rate at 4.35% but issues hawkish forward guidance, the wholesale funding markets instantly price in a future hike anyway, right?
Exactly. They don't wait.
Fixed rates on the bond market shoot up that same afternoon. So a strategic broker recognizes they have, what, maybe 48 hours to lock a client into a 3-year fixed rate before the lenders pull those products and reprice them higher?
That's exactly it. It's all about the commentary, not just the number. And another massive compliance landmine involves aged pre-approvals under the best interest duty.
Okay, explain that one.
So consider a scenario where a client received a pre-approval back in April, okay?
Yeah.
The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, requires lenders to apply a 3% buffer when assessing a loan. So if the market rate is 6%, they actually test your ability to repay at 9%.
Just to make sure you can handle a hike.
Exactly. But following the May 5 rate hike, that servicing math is fundamentally outdated.
Right, because the buffer shifts upward. That changes the entire calculation of whether the client can actually afford the loan under stressed conditions.
Exactly.
Meaning a client who easily qualified to borrow $800,000 in April might suddenly only qualify for $740,000 in May.
Right. A huge drop.
The entire property purchase could literally collapse.
And the playbook warns that leaving these aged pre-approvals in the active pipeline without recalculating the buffer to account for the May 5 hike is a critical audit failure.
Because it's legally non-compliant.
Right. The math must be refreshed or the pre-approval pulled entirely. Otherwise, the loan will likely crash at settlement, exposing the broker to severe regulatory penalties.
That is wild. It just demonstrates the extreme fragility of the ecosystem, you know, where a single rate move cascades through every piece of active paperwork on a broker's desk.
It touches everything.
But the sprint doesn't just outline traps. It also outlines some pretty lucrative commercial opportunities for those who navigate the chaos well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, brokers are advised to aggressively target what the author calls the moving cohort.
Yes, the golden demographic.
Right. These are borrowers holding at least 30% equity in their property with perfectly clean payment histories.
Lenders just aggressively compete for this demographic because they represent incredibly low risk.
Right.
And because this group is highly desirable, and historically they're the most willing to refinance when rates shift, targeting them during this specific pre-RBA window practically guarantees a wave of successful settlements in July.
Wow.
Yeah, it is about identifying the path of least resistance in a really high-friction environment.
And the playbook also details this brilliant strategic play involving referral partners, which I found fascinating.
Oh, the one-pager?
Yes. On June 15, so just days before the meeting, brokers are instructed to send a one-page summary titled What the June 17-18 Decision Could Mean for Your Clients. And they send this to the top five conveyancers and accountants in their network.
It's so smart.
It is. They aren't just communicating with their own clients. They are providing vital intelligence to other professionals who are fielding the exact same anxious phone call.
Right, because solving a problem for an accountant positions the broker as the strategic authority in that entire network.
It builds massive trust.
Exactly. The source actually notes that typically 3 out of 5 of those partners will forward that document directly to their entire client mailing list.
That is free marketing.
It is the absolute highest leverage marketing move available. It implicitly endorses the broker to hundreds of potential new clients simply by providing clarity.
But executing all of this requires intense situational awareness. The source lists specific leading indicators brokers must monitor in real time.
Yeah, they have to be glued to the data.
Like, they are setting Google alerts for the May labor force release, because if unemployment drops below 4.0%, it hardens the hawkish case for a rate hike.
Right.
They are tracking retail sales and monitoring the immediate post-data commentary from major bank economists. I mean, most people check the news after the decision.
Yeah.
The professionals who outperform check the leading indicators during the lead-up.
The gap between a professional running this playbook and one who simply reacts to the news is just staggering.
It's night and day.
Truly. The level of detail required to manage the repricing windows, monitor the algorithms, and refresh the servicing math on those aged pre-approvals, it requires an entirely different operational infrastructure.
So what does this all mean? We've analyzed the intense mechanics of a highly strategic 17-day operational sprint.
Yeah.
If you are a regular person listening to this, someone holding a mortgage or looking to enter the market, how do you know if your financial professional is operating at this level or if they are just winging it and hoping for the best?
Well, the evidence really lies in their methodology. Specifically, the distinction between dynamic and static file notes.
Break that down for us.
So, a mediocre broker operates in a static environment. They look at your current income, they look at the interest rate today, and they just match you to a product.
Very one-dimensional.
Right. A true professional assumes a dynamic environment. They conduct rigorous stress tests. They calculate exactly how your household budget withstands a 25 basis point hike versus, you know, how it benefits from a targeted refinance leveraging your built-up equity.
So they test your financial future against defensible forward paths.
Exactly.
If an advisor only discusses today's headline rate without mapping out the implications of the RBA's commentary or, you know, anticipating the bank's pre-meeting leniency window we talked about, they are being dangerously reactive.
Very dangerous.
Yeah. They are basically letting the bank dictate the terms of your financial future.
Which raises an important question about our expectations as consumers. Mm-hmm. Because in fast-moving environments, preparation isn't just an added luxury. It is the core architecture of the service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should be able to feel the strategy working for you behind the scenes.
Absolutely. So to recap the anatomy of this playbook, we examined the preemptive triage separating the vulnerable from the opportunistic.
Right.
We analyzed the absolute necessity of pre-writing communications for multiple RBA outcomes to guarantee speed and authority.
The templates.
Yep. We detailed the pre-announcement repricing strategy, you know, exploiting the casino's free drinks, that 14-day window of loose bank discretion.
And eating the algorithm.
Exactly. And the crucial step of locking the pipeline to beat those retention algorithms. Understanding these hidden mechanics empowers you to ask sharper questions of the professionals managing your money.
And, you know, the source's explicit mention of professionalized retention teams and early warning triggers leaves us with a really final, vital consideration.
Let's hear it.
Banks are actively utilizing algorithms to detect refinance risk by monitoring behavioral data before a single form is even submitted.
Like we said at the start.
Exactly. Yeah. So what invisible data points are your own bank's algorithms using right now to predict your financial loyalty?
Wow.
And more importantly, are you actively losing out on thousands of dollars simply because you haven't signaled to an algorithm that you are preparing to leave?
That is a phenomenal point to end on. You have to play the game or the game plays you. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the 17-day broker playbook. We'll see you next time.